plant provides 30% of Xcel Energy's power in the upper Midwest. Xcel applied for a 20-year extension on its two reactors. The current licenses expire in 2013. Xcel's Vice President of Nuclear Projects, Charles Bomberger, says the extension is the lowest cost option to provide power to customers. He says if the extension is not approved, there would be a need for several new plants in a short period of time.
Some of the new combined cycle coal plants or new gas turbines, it would have to replace that. So in any event, it would be very short fused, and in order to meet those types of deadlines, you'd probably have to install gas-fired combustion turbines, which would be pretty expensive from the gas side.
Bomberger says Xcel also wants to increase each reactor's capacity by 80 megawatts. That would require increasing the number of spent nuclear fuel storage containers on site. Guy Wolf of the La Crosse Coalition for Peace and Justice opposes that prospect.
When the decision was made to allow dry cast storage at Prairie Island in 1994, the promise was made by the entire legislature, by the governor, that they would never come back to ask for more storage at Prairie Island.
The Prairie Island facility is near the Mittawakaton Sioux Indian Reservation. The tribe wants the plant closed, claiming it threatens the community's health and safety. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.